Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. At approximately 8 o'clock this morning, a corrections officer at the county jail witnessed a 56-year-old inmate jump from the second tier of the housing unit. There was no one in the immediate area around the inmate when he jumped, and jail staff, along with Humboldt Bay firefighters and an ambulance crew, initiated life-saving efforts. Those efforts failed, and the inmate was pronounced dead at the hospital after being transported for treatment. Sheriff's detectives and investigators from the district attorney's office have been assigned to investigate the incident. The inmate's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and the Eureka resident was in jail because of a probation violation. Deputies from the sheriff's community response team served a search warrant at a residence in the 3300 block of Diana Drive in Hydesville yesterday. Deputies were responding to several complaints from neighbors regarding suspicions about a suspected indoor marijuana grow at the site. When deputies searched the premises, they found an indoor hydroponics grow in a bedroom and the garage, and confiscated more than 370 growing plants and a small amount of processed weed. Deputies also found evidence of suspected drug sales activity, and although no one was arrested at the scene, three suspects have been identified. The home was uninhabited and was being used solely to grow marijuana. The case has been turned over to the district attorney's office for prosecution, and anyone with information about the grow or the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Crab boats from North Coast Harbors began bringing in their catches yesterday, and the delayed season finally got underway. Crab fishermen are being offered $2.50 per pound, and hopes are high that this season will be as big as 2012, when more than 31 million pounds of crabs were pulled up from California waters. This is the second consecutive year, however, that crab fishermen have been delayed. Last year's season was delayed 6 weeks because of low meat-to-shell ratios, and that happened again this year as well. In Crescent City, the rush to finish the replacement of damaged boat slips following the tsunami damage was the right call, as late-arriving boats are having a hard time finding spots to dock their craft. Officers from the Del Norte Area California Highway Patrol Office continue their investigation into a fatal single-vehicle collision that took the lives of two occupants on Tuesday afternoon. The Dodge pickup was being driven on a river access road west of Highway 197 when it went off the roadway and down a hillside, ended up on its roof, and caught fire. The damage from the fire has slowed down the process of identifying the two victims found at the scene. And the Board of Supervisors is soliciting public input into a proposal to rename the Arcata-Eureka Airport to more broadly represent the county and region. The public is invited to submit their suggestions. Just make sure to include the words Redwood and Humboldt in your suggested name. The deadline for submissions is February 26th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With renewed discussion about revitalizing local rail corridors and further development of Humboldt Bay as a more active port along the Northern California coast, new Eureka City Manager Bill Panos saw a good opportunity in accepting the job and moving to Eureka from West Sacramento. Panos said the North Coast has unlimited opportunities, and those are all based around the natural beauty and bounty of the region.
You know, I think it really is the natural environment here, to be honest with you. There's a UNESCO World Heritage Site within 30 minutes of where we're sitting right now, the Redwoods National Park. And there aren't that many UNESCO World Heritage Sites in the United States, but it's the natural environment. And it's the fact that the communities here are connected to the natural environment. And the legacy of this entire region is about the natural environment. It's a natural resource-based economy, and it's these things that I think probably excited us the most.
Panos also pointed out that building on the work and projects already completed by his predecessors is another goal.
I visited here about 25 years ago, and in coming back up for these conversations, I noticed that some things had changed, but some things had not. And it's almost like a lot of efforts had gone on, an amazing amount of work down in Old Town, an amazing amount of work throughout the community, but it's sort of stalled. It hadn't finished. And one of the jobs that they were really clear about, and one of the things I'm hearing from the community is finishing. Finishing the things that we've already started.
Panos's work with revitalizing the Port of Sacramento was a key reason he was chosen for the position. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.